This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Who put her under oath?
Never mind the dossier.
The whole thing was rigged.
All the media, the Democratic politicians, they quoted the dossier that they used Russian sources for. This is where the media in this country hurts the American people, because they don't do their job. They're agenda driven. They've made more mistakes in the last year than I've ever seen it. And I thought that it was bad when you were speaker. I got to transition. I got to ask you about this, how important this tax deal is. How important Thad Cochran, who's not feeling well, flew back for this thing. McCain, you never know what the hell he's going to do. I mean, he's just flighty as all can be lately.
This is, look, I think the president was exactly right tonight. I think Speaker Paul Ryan has sent out a note saying for the average working American, it's going to be a $4,000 increase in take-home pay. Work that Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, has put together, $4,000 per family. I wouldn't be at all surprised to see some Democrats decide that they're
really
going to vote for this thing. This is the key to the year for the Congress and for the president.
And it has to be done this year.
I love the president's way of putting it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love the way the president put it tonight. It ought to be a Christmas gift for every American. It'll really get the economy rolling. And nothing can be more important for the Republicans than to focus on getting this done and getting it signed. I would prefer before Thanksgiving, but certainly in early December.
By the way, it is personal with John McCain. When he came back after his surgery, he did say to stop listening to radio and cable hosts like me, and that people like me can go straight to hell. But I didn't take it personally at all. This is important, the end of the year, because the timeline is now tough, because the House is on vacation this
yes.
week. The Senate was on vacation last week. Who takes this much vacation? Which is a side note. Are you confident that at the end of the day, the McCains, the Susan Collinses, those that voted for that are voting for this bill, are they going to be there? Are they going to be Republicans for once? Are they going to get their identity somewhat back, or are they going to bail and screw it up like health care?
No, I think you know your first real test this week. If they can pass the budget resolution this week, that's a huge step in the right direction. I also think they may have a little bit of luck in that I do think there are three or four Democrats. I mean, you start, if we can drive home for small businesses what a huge tax break it is, for working middle-class Americans what a huge tax break it is, you go out to North Dakota, you go to Montana, you go to Missouri, you go to Indiana, those are all Democratic seats, to West Virginia, and you're talking about a $4,000 increase per middle-class family.
Now,
I think it's going to be pretty tough for the Democrats to go home and vote no.
Well, you hear it from Newt Gingrich pretty much straight up, and of course the president, but then you hear all the counter information and the spin coming from the other side. And this is what is so frustrating for everyday Americans, because we're going, look at, why are we getting the circus here?
Well, here's the biggest issue that I have with the spin that's coming, is that they're just throwing things out there. They're not actually backing it up with anything. So, like right now, Gingrich came out and said, look, it's going to be about an average of $4,000 into the pocket of the average person. That's a number. That's
yes.
putting a number on that.
Right.
And that's something tangible. So next year, if I don't see an extra $4,000, well, hey, wait a minute, what happened here?
Right.
Maybe $3,000 or whatever. Whatever it is. But what the other people are doing, well, it's just, you get Bernie, it's a tax break for the rich. Well, what do you mean? How much money are they getting?
Exactly.
And what's your idea?
Right.
How do you make this work?
And don't forget, it's the rich that are paying the bulk of the income tax anyway. So any kind of cut in tax, yes.
It's like 50%.
They're going to see they're going to see a bigger benefit because they got more skin in the game. So why would it not be that way? And it should be across the board. That's the way I feel anyway. And that's all I've got to say about that right now. But, of course, we've got more time later on. We'll talk further. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, this is Bill Martinez coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us. We got some breaking news, good news. We've added another affiliate in Boston. I'll tell you about that in just a few moments, so stay with us. But right now, we have Dr. Jerome Corsi with us, currently serves as Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com. Previously, Dr. Corsi worked for 12 years as Senior Staff Reporter for WND.com. Previously, World Net Daily from 2004 through January 2017. Jerome, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm great, Bill. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, when I got the news here that it looked like possibly Donald Trump has the option here to release all the JFK documents, I thought of you immediately because you have been you've done extensive research on the JFK assassination and wrote, I believe, a definitive book on the assassination. But I'm curious to get your read on the release of the rest of the documents.
Well, I've been encouraging President Trump to release all the remaining documents and to do it in a not redacted form so we can read the documents. I mean, what I get concerned about is that sometimes the government releases documents, but they're so redacted, mm-hmm. so much is blocked out of them that you can't hardly, these documents become worthless.
Right.
And the point is, you've got to know if there's any documents, and there are, there's thousands, that the federal government has held now for over 50 years secret, which I think is unconscionable.
Mm-hmm.
These have got to be documents which reveal something that the federal government doesn't want anybody to know. So these are deep secrets, and you know, if they're revealed in a way that we can read them and understand them, I'd like to see documents that have already been released be released in a non-redacted form. I mean, the government's been covering up the JFK assassination since the day it happened, and it's disgraceful.
Exactly. Well, do you think that Donald Trump would have the courage? I mean, he's the outsider. He has demonstrated courage time and again. It continues to keep him in the crosshairs of the establishment and the swamp dwellers. What's your shot? 50-50 shot that we'll get it, or do you think he's leaning more toward?
The CIA is putting heavy pressure on President Trump not to release any more documents. I think, you know, my read of President Trump from the very beginning has been that he's going to do what he wants to do, whether he gets pressure or not. I mean, look at the, you know, I recommended in April that he just discontinue these payments of the insurance companies under Obamacare, the entire structure would collapse. And I pointed out that the House did not fund the money, and there was a district court decision that told the Obama administration it was unconstitutional for them to divert money, which they were doing from Fannie and Freddie, the two mortgage giants,
mm-hmm.
to prop up Obamacare. And Trump it took him time, but when he finally decided, okay, Congress isn't going to do anything, he kicked out the props and he, you know, told Department of Health and Human Services to look into the matter. The Attorney General wrote an opinion, and it was right. The district court case was there, and Trump said, we're not paying the subsidies anymore. I think he'll do the same on the JFK document. I think he's going to say, release him now, because I think, you know, Trump understands, probably now better than ever, that the deep state is out to get him.
Exactly.
And the deep state needs to be exposed. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do with Donald Trump's presidency.
And I got to tell you, the deep state seems to be on full display, especially in light of this, you know, recent FBI reveal of James Comey, the Uranium One deal, which Peter Schweizer had reported on, a year and a half ago, which I'm surprised. But again, it just gives you indication of how the wheels of justice move so slowly, and they're so manipulated there in the Beltway. They get bogged in the in the mire and the muck of the swamp there in D.C. Hillary hasn't been. I mean, if there's a crime and there needed to be a special prosecutor, it should be on that. Certainly not on this Russian collusion.
So, well, the Russian collusion was on Hillary, Podesta, and Obama.
Exactly.
And this is treason. I wrote about it in Crimes, in my Partners in Crime book. I wrote about the uranium deal too. And now that we know that there was a FBI investigation and they knew there was Russian bribery going on and the money ended up in the Clinton Foundation, Hillary needs to go to jail. And by the way, Mueller and Comey were the two dirty cops who suppressed the information of the FBI. I'm all over Mueller, by the way. If you take a look at my InfoWars articles, I'm on this case of Billy Walters, who is a gambler, who Pret Bahara convicted of insider trading, which I think completely bogus prosecution, especially after Bahara admitted that he did nothing to stop an FBI agent who had leaked secret grand jury information for 4 years to the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, 2 years before they indicted Billy Walters. That's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a crime that the prosecution never occurred. The judge should have thrown the case. Bahara comes and says, well, I didn't know about it. Well, I mean, nonsense, he didn't know about it. You look at the articles in the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and somebody was leaking. You know, what did Bahara think? It wasn't the FBI. It was only the FBI and him who had the information. And he knew he wasn't leaking. He just wink-winked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the same wink-wink. This whole group, Bahara in New York, the whole group of U.S. attorneys, Comey, going back to Mueller, FBI, Comey FBI, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, the whole bunch of them are dirty cops. They all belong in jail. The FBI and the DOJ need to be cleaned out from political corruption at the core. If I were president, I'd just shut them both down and start over again. Fire everybody, including Jeff Sessions.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, in terms of Jeff Sessions' complicity in all this, help us understand what you're seeing regarding Jeff Sessions, who is, of course, testifying before a Senate committee this morning.
Well, I've had great respect over the years for Jeff Sessions in the Senate, but I think he must be compromised because they must have information on him they're holding over his head on this Russia stuff from his discussions that he had as senator with the Russian ambassador. The Russian ambassador in Washington talks to everybody he can talk to. And Sessions probably didn't fully disclose it. But Sessions has done nothing to prosecute Hillary. She's done nothing to prosecute. Sessions has done nothing to go after Comey. And Trump is tweeting about it again this morning and last night. He rightly should.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if Sessions doesn't want to do the job, then fire Sessions and, you know, then fire Mueller and fire the entire Department of Justice and FBI. I mean, they're worthless.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a criminal FBI and a criminal Department of Justice, like in the Billy Walters case, that can rig the prosecution. You know, the guy was a famous gambler, and he made a lot of money. And the U.S. District Judge Castle in New York and Bahara thought because he made so much money, he had to be crooked. They went after him. I don't think there's any evidence at all of insider trading. It was a rigged prosecution, and it's disgraceful.
Exactly.
The Walters case, well, I think, is the kind of case that shows.
Well, Jerome, we got to hit pause there. We'll pick it up from there. We got to go to break. Jerome Corsi is with us. More from him after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire, now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
The way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 after the top of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, currently serves as Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com.
Jerome, we were just talking about the swamp that is clearly being exposed. I mean, this is one thing that an outsider like Donald Trump, and maybe only an outsider like Donald Trump, could do for we the people.
Well, I think so. Bill, look, the deep state is trying to use this Russian collusion, which, by the way, Hillary and Podesta and Obama were involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided what they were doing, they blame on Trump. And they were going to try to impeach Trump on this. Trump gets it. Now, he's going to, I think Mueller's days are short numbered now. I think Comey ought to be under criminal investigation. I think Sessions, if he doesn't have the courage to go after Hillary and to go after the crimes that were committed here, should be replaced. I mean, listen, this is what they did. The Russians were involved with a bribery scheme that the FBI knew about, coming in trying to buy into, bribe people in the oil and gas industry and the uranium industry in order to gain a foothold in the U.S. uranium market. And, you know, ultimately, the Clintons had this scheme with Frank Giustra, who was a penny stock dealer up in Canada, and they went and first got uranium deals in Kazakhstan, which is one of the big places that produces uranium. Then this Frank Giustra created this Uranium One company, sold a big portion of it to Russia, the Rosatom, which is their big atomic energy and energy company. And ultimately, they bribed the Clintons. The FBI knew about it. Mueller and Comey suppressed the information. And Hillary, through this CFIUS, this Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States, approved that Russia could have 20% of the U.S. uranium with Rosatom, Frank Giustra, Bill Clinton, and the foundation. This foundation is corrupt to the core.
Exactly.
It's a criminal conspiracy. It was pay to play. Mm-hmm. And it was also inurement. The Clintons took the money, put it in their pockets. And Obama, you know, closed the door on it, didn't want to let anybody investigate it. This is treason. It's not just a crime. And, you know, I'm waiting to see if anybody's got the courage, if Grassley or anybody in the Senate has the courage to expose this for what it is.
Yeah, and is Jeff Sessions willing to fall on his sword over this? Because I think his very survival depends on this. He allowed himself to be checkmated by Franken, you know, and, you know, which amazes me is why would you let Franken checkmate you?
Well, this is the whole point is that, you know, you've got a situation right now where we've got corruption in the Justice Department. Corruption. It's not just a little bit of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be rooted out.
Well, it would almost be better, you know, Jerome, if, you know, from my side, you know, in terms of Jeff Sessions, for him to have any kind of credibility. You know, because I think his days are numbered one way or another here. And it's a matter of how he's going to exit. Is he going to exit with some dignity? And as I say, be willing to fall on his sword and take a stand on this? Because it would appear from my perspective is that he's over his head on this, that the swamp is so deep there in the DOJ that he can't see the way out here. Am I misreading this?
He's going to have to see the way out here because if Jeff Sessions doesn't get it, I get it, and I'm not about to let up.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep reading what I'm writing in InfoWars. I've got an article that's going to go up in the next few minutes on InfoWars.com, which I show decisively that you've got corruption with Comey, with Bahara, and with Mueller, and they're all bad prosecutors.
Mm-hmm.
They've all done criminal acts in order to get people convicted. And they've done criminal acts of covering up. And this Hillary Clinton uranium deal, I think, is going to be the thread that's pulled that's going to unravel the corruption that was at the heart of the Obama Justice Department and FBI.
Now, what's in it for Obama? I mean, we see clearly what's in it for the Clintons. But what was Obama to gain from this?
Look, Bill, we'll go back a ways. Hillary, 2007-2008, knew Obama's birth certificate was fraudulent. She's the first one who brought it up.
Exactly.
And Obama knows it's fraudulent. And the Clintons were about to prove it. So, you know, Obama says, look, don't do that. Clinton loses in 2008. Obama knows that the Clinton Foundation is a criminal conspiracy rotten to the core. Mm-hmm. They both agree to protect each other. The criminals, they yeah. both have something on the other, and they both agree not to do anything about it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, this now it starts to make sense when you go back and say, okay, everything's a quid pro quo here, even with, the pictures I have on you. Jerome, I also wanted to talk to you about what we got you here is this Las Vegas thing. This is turning into a conspiracy in and of itself. Campos now has come out, the guard at Mandalay, who disappeared for a while. Now he does Ellen DeGeneres' show and, is now citing his case. But this is bizarre. There's the timeline's been messed around with. You're hearing, off mic warnings to the sheriff, don't go there. I mean, this thing reeks of conspiracy. What is going on?
Well, I mean, first of all, again, it's another case where the FBI is lying. A corrupt FBI, they lie about everything. Lie about the Kennedy assassination, lie about everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have a Justice Department right now. And I want to know why Soros was shorting MGM stock. I want to know why ISIS claimed responsibility. I want to know why people in the crowd say there were two shooters. I want to know why this Campos guy is a legal alien.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of questions here. Nobody's going to answer them. The whole thing stinks.
Yeah, and then on top of that, you've got a gal who, she suddenly dies after posting an eyewitness account. You noted at Infowars.com after she posts this eyewitness account of the second shooter, and suddenly she dies. And the mother, she seemed like she was coached in terms of a response to her daughter's death.
Well, I mean, look, we're finally getting now as Harvey Weinstein and what I've been saying for years, mm-hmm. The Democrats all talk about the war on women, trying to blame it on Republicans. Well, I mean, looks to me like it's the Democrats, Bill Clinton raping women serially.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Weinstein, big donor, he's a serial rapist. Wiener, texting. I mean, the next thing that's going to break in Hollywood, the Democrats, is going to be the pedophilia scam.
Exactly. Yeah, now all of a sudden we're starting here, and we said from day one, this is the very tip of the iceberg, because we're not even talking about pedophilia. We know that a lot of young boys have committed suicide as a result of what's happened to them in Hollywood.
It's been a pleasure to be with you today, and thank you very much.
Well, as always, Dr. Jerome Corsi currently serves as Washington Bureau Chief for Infowars.com, and that's where you can go for more information and stay abreast of his latest writings. As he said, he's just getting ready to post an update on, Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice. And, of course, we got a little bit of a preview on that right here. Dr. Corsi, as always, been an honor to have you with us. You're always welcome back.
Thanks, Bill.
You got it. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we've got more coming up. I know that it's going to take you a little bit to process all this information that came your way, but this is the country we live in, and this is why we need to pursue the truth no matter where it leads.
Another dream last night about a poor wise man who changes the city.
When you feel alone,
we don't share the same life, we don't share anything.
You can leave, you choose,
and discover a life-changing friendship.
We have sought him. That's a man from that dream.
On October 20th, a simple act of kindness can change everything.
Amazing how far love, tender love, and care can go.
Find love.
Our lives together will never be as beautiful.
Find hope.
I worried I was so different from other people. But what I found out was everybody's different. Same kind of different as me.
Faith. based on the incredible true story and best-selling book, Same Kind of Different as Me, starring Academy Award nominee Greg Kinnear and Academy Award winner Renee Zellweger. Be in theaters October 20th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. For tickets and showtimes, go to samekindofdifferentasmemovie.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. 20th minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Always good to have you along with us. Hey, by the way, I got a couple of free tickets to give away to the movie The Stray. If you'd like a pair of tickets, give me a call right now. Not give me a call. You got to send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and we'll get a pair of tickets out to you right away, okay? While supplies last, your chance to see The Stray with our compliments. And, hey, enjoy yourself, and let me know your evaluation of the movie. Hey, right now we're going to talk about vets, and we're going to talk about Medicare annual election period, which is underway. And it's important for everyone, including our vets. Even if a veteran has VA health care benefits, adding Medicare Advantage may provide access to more health care providers and could make medical treatment equipment and prescriptions more affordable. Now, this year's Medicare annual enrollment period lasts from October the 15th through December the 7th. You got that? October the 15th through to December the 7th. Now, the first step in selecting the right Medicare plan is reviewing your current health needs, outlining your health goals, and considering what health care needs you may have in the immediate future. Now, this will help you identify whether your current plan meets your needs in 2018. Ed Sandrick now joins us. He's the Humana leader of the Veterans Initiative. Ed, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good, Bill. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for, you know, this commitment to vets. You know, in your position as the leader of Veterans Initiative with Humana, I just want to thank you on behalf of the vets, because what you do is so important, and we appreciate all the hard work.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate being able to do that here at Humana. Humana is a company that's got a deep you know, a long-standing relationship with the military and the veteran community. Since 1996, we've been a TRICARE provider here at Humana. And not too long ago, we introduced, as you pointed out, the Veteran Initiative, where we've committed to hiring veterans and spouses. And to date, we've hired over 3,400 veterans and spouses. We are a corporate sponsor of a program called the Entrepreneurship Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities. Really excited about that program. And as a Medicare Advantage provider, given the veteran population out there, there are over 9 million veterans who are over the age of 65. Mm-hmm. Many of those veterans, as you kind of alluded to, go to the VA for health care. So that's a very special population, and I couldn't be happier being in the position I'm in. So
well, that's great.
It's a great deal for me.
Well, again, much appreciated. Now, you say the first step in selecting the right Medicare plan, first of all, is reviewing your current health needs. Now, that seems to make sense. So how do we do this?
Yeah, every individual is different, of course. You know, the people that are 65 and older, and I am one of them, many mm-hmm. of them are on fixed incomes. So they've got to consider what their budget can handle. But certainly the all-important thing is their health status or what they're likely to need going forward. So mm-hmm. We ask all of our agents who work directly with the seniors to sit down with them and get an understanding of where they are relative to their health status. Mm-hmm. What providers do they use? What kind of particular health conditions might they have? And what is their financial situation relative to being able to afford certain plans? Because there are a lot of plans out there. So each individual is different, a lot of plans to select from, so getting great advice from good resources is important. We suggest early on when people are first aging into Medicare, they're going to be getting a lot of information from Medicare about it, but they should actually take advantage of that. Call Medicare, 1-800-MEDICARE, get on the Medicare website at www.medicare.gov. Or HumanaMedicare.com and call Humana at 1-888-204-4062, mm-hmm. where they'll be able to talk with a licensed agent on the phone and get some help on the phone and perhaps even get an appointment scheduled to talk with somebody over the kitchen table.
Yeah, exactly. You need to get this information and whatever you can do to extend your network of counselors. For me, one of the first things I did, Ed, is I talked to my brother. I mean, he's a little bit older than me, so he had already gone through some of this stuff, so he was very valuable, because sometimes, when you first embark on this, as you say, you get this information, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, how do I process, how do I deal with this, that you're not even sure what questions to ask, because you don't know what you don't know.
No question about it. No pun intended there.
Right.
It absolutely. It's daunting turning 65, and I've got experience in that.
Yeah.
And it's daunting thinking about what your health care coverage needs to be going forward. So getting all the advice you can from a trusted advisor, and again, I can't emphasize more the resources that the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services have put out there with their website and that hotline. And companies like Humana, HumanaMedicare.gov, there are a lot of resources out there. So as daunting as it is, I think if somebody settles back and kind of understands where they are financially, where they are, where their health status is concerned and their needs, who are the providers I want to make sure I have access to, and then get the advice by talking with somebody.
Yeah. And the good news I will say to you, having gone through it just like you did, Ed, is that it does make sense. Initially, it's a bit overwhelming, but like you say, you do it a piece at a time. It's a process. But as you get through it, it starts to make sense. What questions, to start out to help vets, what questions should vets ask when considering their health care options?
Yeah, whether somebody's a veteran or not, anybody eligible for Medicare should consider the cost. Again, mm-hmm. most people over 65 out there are on fixed income, so mm-hmm. the budget is a very important thing. So they need to consider the cost associated with the various plans that they're looking Medicare or Medicare Advantage, the premiums, the monthly premium, deductibles that go with the plan, co-payments, and maximum out-of-pocket costs. And again, do the plans have those preferred doctors and hospitals that I want, that I work with now or want to make sure I have access to in the future?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Prescription drugs is important. You know, what keeps a lot of people out of the hospital and out of the doctor's offices are those maintenance drugs. So we ought to check the formularies that the Medicare Advantage plans cover to make sure that those medications that we need are there. Mm-hmm. And where prescription drugs is concerned, we need to know that original Medicare alone doesn't cover prescription drugs. So a standalone prescription drug plan, if not one coupled with a Medicare Advantage plan, is an important thing to consider. And then I keep getting back to the dollar sign, and too many of us don't do it, and that is to understand what our healthcare, what our expenses were for medical treatment in the past year, mm-hmm. and what we anticipate they're going to be going forward.
Exactly.
For veterans, particularly those, Bill, that receive VA healthcare, that are entitled to VA healthcare, they need to know that Medicare and Medicare Advantage doesn't interact with or interfere with the benefits and services that one would get through the VA. They're separate systems, separate programs, and they don't work together, but they work side by side. And a veteran can, he or she can access as much as they want or need through the VA healthcare system, and also where they need to access what they can and need through Medicare or Medicare Advantage.
Well, gang, I hope you understand that we're just, you know, touching the tip of the iceberg. There's so much information, as Ed said, that is available to you. You just need to, as he says, sit back, have a cup of coffee, and let's attack this a step at a time and get your network of counselors together. And we're going to give you that information link one more time. Ed Sandrick, tell the people where they can go for all the information they need.
Sure. www.medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE, or for Humana, go online to humanamedicare.com.
Franklin Graham calls it a must-see.
Don't you dare tell me about the love and the compassion of your so-called God.
Mike Huckabee calls it a giant step forward for the faith-based genre.
Do you believe that God hears?
God always answers prayer.
Jerry Falwell Jr. says Let There Be Light offers forgiveness and hope when it's needed most. Kevin Sorbo and Sean Hannity present the most anticipated Christian movie of the year. Let There Be Light, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13 in theaters October 27. Find a theater at lettherebelightmovie.com.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Is Generation Z the most anxious generation yet? According to the 2017 University Lifestyle Survey conducted by Sodexo, current and incoming university students are more concerned about the uncertainty of their futures than previous generations. They are not only apprehensive about mounting student loan debt and other forms of financial liability, but also about securing a job after graduation and maintaining a good quality of life. The survey further shows that Generation Z has different priorities when choosing a university than past generations. Jim Jenkins, CEO, Universities East, Sodexo North America.
Universities need to highlight the best qualities of their campus atmosphere in order to appeal to prospective students. 83% of students consider a friendly campus more important than a university's reputation, and 62% consider the campus tour more influential than their parents' advice. The results of this survey will help change the way universities educate and accommodate their students now and in the future.
For more information, visit www.sodexo.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your moment. The fight, you're going. You come so far, keep going. Oh, here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And look at it. If you got an opinion to express, it really does count here. We want to hear from you, good, bad, indifferent. You can drop me an email. Always love to get your emails, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. If you've been with me any length of time here, you know we've been doing the show now close to 10 years, you know that one of my favorite books of the Bible is Genesis. There's just... because it's the beginning. And so much about what you read later on, you can go back and reconnect and see the very roots of what you're reading, even in the New Testament, right there in the book of Genesis. And if there's one part of the Bible that has undergone more scrutiny and abuse than any other, it is the beginning. It is that Genesis. The heated debate over origins has questioned the creation and ultimately the Creator. So what exactly happened at creation in the beginning? Well, you're going to be in for a real special treat with a new movie that is coming out called Genesis Paradise Lost. And associated with this is the founder and president of Answers in Genesis U.S., the highly acclaimed Creation Museum, which at one count, and I know it's probably higher than this, 2.7 million guests have already been through, and the world-renowned Ark Encounter, with thousands of people coming in every day. And again, when they were pushing the button, over 300,000 visitors in the first 10 weeks. Ken Ham, one of the most in-demand Christian speakers in North America, as well as a prolific best-selling author, is with us right now. Ken debated Bill Nye, as you might recall, as we've had Ken on the show before, and drew an estimated 15 million viewers because of this topic of creation versus evolution. Ken Ham, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you again.
Hey, always great to have you here. And I want to talk about Genesis Paradise Lost. How did you get involved with this project? It seems like go ahead.
Right. Well, it's produced by Creation Today. It's a Christian organization in Florida, and another organization that working with them. And they contacted us about they were doing this movie, and they wanted to get it into theaters and wanted to do a 3D movie dealing with the Book of Genesis, and asked if various of our scientists would be involved for interviews as a part of the movie. And we were thrilled to do that, because one of the things that we have found is that really, in essence, the secularists have tried to censor information about the creation issue. I mean, they basically by and large, shown creation out of the public schools, and they legislate to protect the teaching of evolution, and much of the secular media doesn't want people knowing about the creation scientists and all the great information that they have, and secular museums portray evolution as fact. And so we're always looking for avenues to really get information out to the public that the public normally don't have. I mean, that's why we built the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter, and we've had millions of people come in there, and they're getting this information. Many of the non-Christians that come tell me, hey, we never thought about this. Nobody's ever told us this. This is really challenging our thinking. So we really need to get that information out to the public. And this is another way of doing it, through a 3D movie. It'll be shown in 2D as well, but it's on 1,200 screens across the nation. And the 3D animation part really helps, just like we have the 3D exhibits, if you like, at the Creation Museum and the Ark that help make it real. This is to help make it real and real to people. And then all the information that comes through the various interviews will be very revealing to people as they get information that many of them haven't heard before about how science confirms the book of Genesis, and to challenge people's thinking in regard to that area.
Well, progressives don't like this movie because they're not ready for the truth. They've ignored the truth. They kept it in the realm of the emotion when their poster child is Bill Nye, who's not even a scientist and is more emotional than scientific, but yet he presents himself as a scientist. And I think this came out loud and clear in your debate with him.
Well, yes, and the secularists really want to close down debate. In fact, there were many of those evolutionists who were really angry at me for debating Bill Nye. Well, they're more angry at Bill Nye for debating me, I should say.
Right.
And they said, don't do that because it gives the creationists a platform. They actually put this in print on their blogs and in some of the news articles as well. And they didn't want us to have that platform. Well, as you know, there were millions of people that watched that debate. In fact, now with all the DVDs and post-debate views of the debate itself, we estimate probably over 20 million now have seen that debate around the world. It gets the information out there that the secularists don't want to get out there. As we see across this nation, there's a move right now of those that have an anti-Christian agenda. They want to shut down freedom of religion. They want to shut down freedom of speech. Anyone who's got conservative views or conservative values, they're intolerant of, they want to shut them down. And evolutionists have been doing that to people like us for years and years and years, trying to stop us getting the information out there. And it's one of the reasons we had so much opposition from the secularists when we built the Creation Museum and the Ark, and yet they're incredibly successful. And now another one of these, what they would call faith-based movies, in fact, we're starting to see more of this happen where they're getting into theaters. And so we're going out to the public, taking the information out to the public to try to avoid this censorship and the fact that secularists want to shut down the conversation about these topics, and we're opening up those conversations.
Well, there's something about the truth. Not only is it liberating, but it just will not leave you alone. It'll wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, especially if you are kicking at the goads. Ken, as you were building the ark, did you feel a little bit like Noah when he was being harassed by the neighborhood, saying, what are you doing building this thing, right?
Well, you know what? Maybe we had a little inkling of what happened to Noah, but if you think about it, with Noah, the whole world had rebelled. Every thought of their heart was evil continually. And so to us, even though we had that sort of feeling like Noah because the atheists were complaining and they were demonstrating against us, and we had all sorts of organizations like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, bullying people to try to stop them to support what we're doing or to try to shut it down. But at the same time, there is a big remnant of Christians in this nation who support us as well. And so we probably had a bit more encouragement than even Noah had when you think about it from that perspective. But, hey, we're in a battle. There's a raging battle around us today, and we need to be able to equip people with information. You know, the Bible says in Hosea, my people suffer from a lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And there's a lack of knowledge, particularly in regard to issues about creation, evolution, the book of Genesis. Many young people have left the church because they think that science has undermined the Bible. In fact, two-thirds of young people leave the church by the time they reach college age right now. And our research indicates because they thought science had disproved the Bible and had doubts that you could trust the Bible. That's why we need to get information like this that's in the movie Genesis, Paradise Lost. getting it out there and taking it to the theaters, getting it to the public. I just think it's a fantastic idea to be able to equip people with this information and challenge non-Christians.
Exactly.
Many non-Christians tell us that they've never heard with this information. When they come to the Ark and the Creation Museum, they didn't tell me. Nobody ever told me this before. I've never heard this before. The same's going to happen with this movie. People are going to say, we didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll get people talking about this topic and, most of all, talking about the Bible and the gospel.
Well, Ken, I like that you say there's a single piece of evidence that you believe proves the Genesis creation account is true. What is that piece of evidence?
Well, you know what? There's lots of scientific evidences out there that confirm the Bible. But, you know, I would put it this way. Look, in the public school textbooks, one of the major evidences that students are led to believe is evidence for evolution is speciation. When you have different species forming and they say this is all a part of Darwin's origin of the species and this is what he was on about, evolution. And it's just overwhelming that speciation has nothing to do with evolution. From a perspective of genetics, speciation is just variation within a kind. And, you know, you can have lots of different species of dogs and different species of cats and different species of elephants, but dogs remain dogs, cats remain cats, elephants remain elephants. So if you said to me, what's the best evidence? I'd say dogs remain dogs, cats remain cats, elephants remain elephants, and it's always been that way since the beginning, and there's absolutely no mechanism in genetics at all to add new information that wasn't there originally to produce something totally new for a different kind. Evolution is a fairy tale, and genetics actually overwhelmingly shows that.
Mm-hmm. Well, Genesis, Paradise Lost, God made everything, and it was good. You can go to the website, genesismovie.com, enter in your zip code, you can get your tickets, watch the trailer. It is going to be a special one-night event in theaters, November 13th, and the fact that there's 1,200 theaters that have picked up, this is a Fathom event, that says a lot. I mean, boy, this is a pretty effective distribution right out the gate, 1,200 theaters, Ken.
Well, it tells you that there's a lot of interest in this. People are fascinated by the topic of Genesis and origins. People want the information. Young people want it. Adults want it. And that's why it is popular and why it's in so many theaters across the nation with so many screens. It'll be shown in 3D in theaters that have that, and 2D on screens as well. So people really are fascinated by this topic. As you know, Bill, they want answers. And
yes,
we're in a culture now where people are crying out for answers. And we can give them those answers.
Well, what do you hope viewers take away? This is the last question as we wrap it up. We got about 30 seconds left here, Ken.
Well, I hope viewers take away that, hey, Christians can defend their faith. They've got answers to skeptical questions. Science does confirm that the Bible's true beginning in Genesis. And not only can my kids be equipped with answers that'll help them and help me witness to them, but non-Christians will be challenged to say, hey, we need to look into this further. Maybe there's something in this that the Bible really is true. So that's what we want people to take away from it.
Well, there it is. Ken Ham, Answers in Genesis founder and president. Go to genesismovie.com for tickets and all the information you need to know.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.